Welcome to Baba's Beach Podcast, number 16. Okay, it's true. There is a conspiracy by baby boomers to live forever and make life miserable for Generation X, Next, and all others to follow. It's been suspected for years, and I can't keep it secret anymore. My only hope now is that someone out there under the age of 45 will find it in their heart to shelter me from the wrath of my fellow boomers. Why this disclosure that will make me a pariah among my own tribe? Maybe if I make a good enough case for myself, my peers will forgive this Judas kiss. Okay, the image is a bit extreme. So far, these pearls of wisdom have failed to gain anywhere near the value of 30 pieces of silver, even at the current market rate for silver. But I digress. So, why do I finally confess to that which has been suspected by all the yuppies, puppies, and guppies? Honor? Guilt? A sense of having seen it all before? I could lie and say a combination of the three, but realistically, it all comes down to spite. The so-called baby boom took place over several years. Like an elephant moving through a python, the gigantic bulge in population numbers was caused by post-World War II giddiness and bad math. The hump of the elephant pioneered free love, danced in the mud of Woodstock, wore flowers in their hair, and either dodged or died from the draft. They evolved out of the beatnik generation, those pioneers of rock and roll, wearers of bobby socks, saddle shoes, and poodle skirts. The other end of the digesting pachyderm, the final year of the boom, those of us born in the mid to late 50s, we experienced overcrowded classrooms, high unemployment, rampant inflation, and all the other side effects of a population glut. The first three quarters of the boom had Smokey Robinson, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, the Doors, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Jefferson Airplane. My end of the elephant got the Bee Gees, Peter Frampton, and disco. I do have sympathy for the Gen Xers. When I went to university, I had to listen to endless stories from burnt-out professional students all about their glory days on the road, the depth of Bob Dylan's lyrics before he sold out, and how it's all been downhill since Jimmy or Janis died. In other words, I only heard about Woodstock when the movie came out. In fact, just about the only difference between life now and life in those twilight boomer years is smoking. Yes, when I started working, you didn't have to huddle against the side of the building, attempting to light a Craven A with sleet-sodden matches. Plus, not only could I smoke warm and dry at my desk, but I could buy a whole carton of cigarettes then, for slightly more than the price of a single pack today. And those were the days when cigarettes came 25 to a pack. No pictures of black lungs or dire predictions of impotence to disturb your smoking pleasure. Free love and cheap cigarettes. Gosh, that sounds like paradise, doesn't it? Especially if you want to live fast, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse, except for the yellow fingertips and teeth. About that free love thing. Well, yes, I'll admit, even those of us batting cleanup for the boomer team did enjoy the benefits of sexual liberation. But I'll tell you another secret. Despite what you may have read, free love wasn't really free. Only the clinics were. What it comes down to is every generation thinks they're the first to discover the joys of exploring the alternatives to a cold shower. This is followed at a somewhat later date with the, oh crap, Mom was right, law, when every generation eventually realizes it was wrong and that sex has been around for a long time. This almost inevitably coincides with the first feelings of regret for what they put their parents through and the stone-cold certainty they are in for the same from their children. So yes, there is a baby boomer conspiracy. It is the same conspiracy Boomers suspected their parents, aka the uptight squares, of being in on. And guess what? My grandfather put up a reward of $1 for every one of my mom's big band records his guests could manage to accidentally break. It's the older generation doesn't understand me conspiracy. From this side of the curtain, however, it's gone from when will I get my turn to please God help me to at least look like I know what I'm doing. There will come a time when you will actually know what I'm talking about. Consider it a promise and a threat. Thank you for listening to the Baba's Beach podcast. If you have any comments, please visit us at babasbeach.ca. That's babasbeach.ca. Today's music was courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. You can find show notes and links to the artists at our website, babasbeach.ca.